In the Middle East today, there were indeed no signs of an end to the killing. Israeli warplanes attacked Palestinian Authority security offices in the West Bank and Gaza Strip late today. Initial reports say two Palestinians were wounded. The airstrikes came after another suicide bombing in Israel, this time in Tel Aviv. More than 20 Israelis were wounded in the attack. The only fatality was the Palestinian bomber. The repeated Palestinian attacks and a faltering economy have darkened the mood in Israel, as we hear from NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Sitting in a Jerusalem coffee shop, Leah and Aryeh Barr talk about how their lives have changed in the past 16 months. Leah says that, like many Israelis, the ongoing violence has forced her to alter her daily routine.
I don't go freely shopping and wandering about. I think twice before I go downtown.
Barr says she used to shop in a big outdoor vegetable market in downtown Jerusalem, where the prices are low and the produce is fresh. But after several terrorist attacks there, she switched to her local supermarket. But her husband, Aryeh, says he has maintained his daily routine almost as a matter of principle.
I'm going downtown. I can't refrain from thinking about what could happen if something will bomb suddenly or shooting will begin, but I do what I used to do.
In the past 16 months, about 250 Israelis have been killed, along with more than 800 Palestinians. Many Israelis are on edge, like Gilad Goren, a 20-something sales executive for a software company who lives on a kibbutz in northern Israel. He says he was nervous about coming to Jerusalem on a recent afternoon.
I'm trying to avoid crowded places and to avoid places that were attacked. I arrived here because I have some meeting. And I'm just sitting here and, you know, staring around to see, you know, that everything is safe.
Whether or not they've changed their routines, most Israelis agree that there is little chance for peace in the near future. Leah Barr says that 2 years ago she was almost euphoric about the prospect of a final agreement with the Palestinians. Now she's struggling just to keep some hope alive.
I didn't lose all faith. I'm still hoping, but I think it's a very tough situation now. Mostly the knowledge that we don't have a partner to peace. I'm so disappointed from Arafat and the Palestinians.
That theme is echoed over and over by Israelis. They say that Israel offered Arafat a generous deal for an independent Palestinian state at Camp David a year and a half ago, and Arafat turned it down. Palestinians say Israel's offer was far less generous than reported and failed to meet some of their main demands. Israeli peace activists say they're frustrated with both sides. Gershon Baskin, the director of an Israeli-Palestinian think tank, was an advisor to former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak during Camp David.
We fundamentally believe that today the leadership on both sides is not going to bring about peace. There's not going to be fruitful negotiations. There's not going to be a peace treaty, and the situation that we're living in is intolerable.
Yet Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has unprecedented support from the Israeli public. Polls put his approval rating at over 60%, quite a feat for one of Israel's most hardline and controversial leaders. Uri Dromi is a former director of the government press office and a reserve colonel in the Air Force. He says that as during past wars, Israelis are pulling together. He says Israelis are also determined to prove their resilience.
I think Israelis have managed to develop a kind of a protection mechanism. Like, you can't just sit at home and moan about and grunt about the situation. You need a relief also. You need to go out. And it's not only to escape. It's like people are leading the normal life.
But not much in Israel is normal these days, politically or economically. The income gap in Israel between rich and poor is one of the largest in the Western world. Experts say the economy is in the worst shape since the 1950s. Economists blame the bursting of the high-tech bubble even more than the deteriorating security situation. Many Israelis are tightening their belts. Dozens of fancy restaurants have closed, and people say they're holding off on major purchases like cars and apartments. and most Israelis say they don't see a way out of the political or economic straits in which they find themselves. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.